Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. That's a distinction this morning. He's the God that cannot fail. Amen. You can somewhere on this earth find the grave of Muhammad. You can find the grave of Buddha and all the founders and leaders of religions worldwide. But if you were to go into a town called Bethlehem and you were to find yourself a manger and you were to look in, you would not find the baby Jesus lying there. You could walk up the Via Della Rosa, the way of the cross, to a hill called Calvary, and you'll not find my Jesus hanging on a cross there. You could even go into a garden where you'll see a borrowed tomb. If you look inside, all you're going to find is just an empty, empty room. Because my God, he died, but he's not dead. But he ascended on the throne. Hallelujah. And he is evermore the king and priest of this world. Hallelujah. Thank God. It's so good to be in Athens. Amen. Thankful for your good pastor extending the invitation. Amen. And my good pastor for letting me come. Amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and get into the word of the Lord. If you'll stand in honor of the word of the Lord, turn your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy, verse chapter number 6. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 6. We're going to begin with verse number 1. When you have it, say amen. 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 Deuteronomy 6 and 1 says, "Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey." 6 and 4 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thine soul, with all thine mind. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full." Praise the Lord. Today I want to preach to you by the help and grace of God, the unclaimed. The unclaimed. Could we pray right now, Lord Jesus, we love you. Thank you, Lord God, because your spirit is so evident and it bears witness with our own today. God, do that which we cannot do. Your word is anointed, it's mighty, and it's powerful, and it will accomplish that which you have sent it forth to do. But God, anoint the lips of clay. God, I pray that special unction and utterance of the Spirit be given today. Anoint every ear to hear, every mind to comprehend, every heart to receive the word of the Lord. And we give you praise, we give you glory, for we ask it all in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody said, in Jesus' name. One more time, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. You can be seated this morning. In Scottsboro, Alabama, there stands a retail outlet named the Unclaimed Baggage Center. This is the final resting place for lost and unclaimed luggage from the airlines of the world. Bags that have been mishandled. Bags that have been lost. Bags that have been overlooked. Bags that have been damaged in their journey. They're all there. Here at this place in Scottsboro, Alabama, the contents of these bags are sorted, placed upon racks, and sold. It's a bargain hunter's paradise. Every attempt is made to find the owner, but in the event that none lays claim to the luggage, it is sold to the unclaimed baggage center. Shoppers from all over come to browse through the items in hopes of finding treasure. These testimonies of failed journeys are unclaimed, so their contents are sold at a discounted rate to those willing to make a journey of their own. How much like life is this story? How many lives, much like these journeys, began with hopes and dreams of fun-filled days and nights? Bags filled with vacation attire, the clothing of few worries, has now become orphaned and awaits someone to come and claim it. The items which are designed for leisure and recreation now long for an owner to come and bring purpose to their existence again. Business suits that never saw that contract signed. Sunglasses that never saw Mickey Mouse. Laptop computers that never created contracts that sealed business agreements. Yes, they're all there. Items that no one has claimed. Once they had a purpose, but in the midst of the hectic traffic and the hustle and bustle, they were somehow abandoned. Now they're all alone. The baggage carousel has stopped turning. Tearful reunions have taken place all around them. Bags that they sat next to on the plane, comparing plans and schemes, had been lifted from the conveyor and carried on toward their intended purpose. You see, the red light on the carousel has ceased to blink, and excuses as to why you've not been retrieved run rampant through your mind. You have reasons why you've not reached intended destinations. You have reasons why no one has accessed the usefulness of your life. Why has no one taken advantage of my talents and my abilities? Why has no one seen the good in me? Why has no one acknowledged me? Why has no one lifted me from my current position? Here I am waiting, watching others to be promoted all around me. I've seen smiles and I've seen tears. I've heard laughter and I've heard cheers. Banners have been waved. Welcome home parties have been given. Yet sit I here unclaimed. Unclaimed, useless, underachieving, hopeless, unclaimed. No matter how lost you may feel today, no matter how useless you may feel today, Jesus Christ knows your situation. No matter what point you find yourself in life, Jesus Christ knows right where you are. Because the Bible tells us the parable of a shepherd who had 100 sheep. And one day, he comes home and he finds that he has 99. He's short one. There was one lost sheep. Well, that shepherd, he didn't go into his house and he didn't just write it off. No, this shepherd had the heart of a shepherd. And this shepherd went out in the cold and in the rain, in the elements of that day, and he searched for that one lost sheep. The shepherd wasn't satisfied that he had 99 bleeding at home. He was consumed with the idea that one of his sheep was out in the wilderness, lost and wandering, not knowing how to find his way home. He was consumed by that idea. He went out and looked. He found that lost sheep. He put it on his shoulders and he went home rejoicing. Calling to his neighbors, rejoice for me, rejoice with me. I have found that one lost sheep, Jesus Christ. He is the shepherd. And we are his sheep today. Hallelujah. And your shepherd cannot stand the fact, cannot stand the mere thought that only one of his sheep could even go astray. That one of his sheep could be found missing on that day. Preparing for this morning in this message, I looked into the Association of Religious Data Statistics for Henderson County. You would think, as did I, that hundreds, or thousands I should say, of people in this area, well, that you would think the majority of those would belong to major denominational movements. You would think that surely we're in the Bible Belt. Someone, they're all going to belong to someone. But as I pulled that website up and I typed in Henderson County zip code 75751, I was amazed by what I found. For Henderson County, there are 26,059 souls that claim to be evangelical Protestant. There are 4,955 souls that claim to be mainline Protestant. There are 4,800 souls that identify themselves as Catholics. 286 identify themselves as other. And 37,177 souls declare themselves as unclaimed. Mama. 26,000. The larger number was evangelical Protestant. 37,000. 37 souls said, here I am. I'm unclaimed. I'm unclaimed. More than any other religion or denomination, by far the largest category of people was classified unclaimed. Unclaimed outnumber any other group. You see, the biggest lie that the devil has told is that he controls the lost souls of your city. It's a lie, because it came from Satan, and he's the father of lies. It's a lie. Satan doesn't have control of them. They're simply unclaimed. They're unclaimed until the blood of Jesus covers them in a watery grave of baptism. Until that day, they're simply unclaimed. You see, until the church reaches the lost of the city, until we search under every bridge, until we drag them out of the bars and the crack houses, they are simply unclaimed. They're simply unclaimed. They're unclaimed, waiting for someone to come by and to find value in them, to look in them with eyes of love and say, ha, this is a bargain. This is a treasure that someone didn't think, someone didn't realize, but I see value here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're just unclaimed. There are souls waiting, yearning to be claimed today. Hallelujah. It gets me excited. You don't have to evangelize the Baptist church. You don't have to evangelize the charismatic church. You can just go and have revival in the unclaimed section. Hallelujah. Praise God. That gets me excited today. To know that there are souls. We see the harvest is ripe. It's white. And it's ready to thrust in the sickle and reap. We can go back to our text this morning. What was Moses writing? He said, it'll be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he swore unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. He's talking to the children of Israel before they go into the promised land, but we can as well apply it today to the church before they enter sweeping revival. He said to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, wells digged that thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not. He said, then you're going to eat, and you're going to be full. Hallelujah. You see? He's paid the price. The ticket is bought. All you've got to do is cash it in today. He's got the work done, I believe. He said, we're going to bring you into cities you didn't build. You're going to drink of wells that you didn't even dig. Paul said that I planted, that Apollos watered, But God gave the increase. There's going to be souls that you're going to find as you go to the bank. There's going to be souls that you find when you go in the mornings and get your donut on the way to work that you didn't water and you didn't plant. But I believe in the Holy Ghost that God will allow to give the increase in that life, and then a soul can be reaped. A soul could be won. You didn't do a thing to get it. You didn't water, you didn't plant, you didn't toil. But I believe today in the Holy Ghost that God has got a revival in Athens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revival is not tomorrow. Revival is not coming. Revival's here today. Revival hangs in the air all around you. All you've got to do is stand up. All you've got to do is thrust in your sickle and reap, because God has got a revival in Athens. I believe it today. Hallelujah. I guess you don't believe it. Hallelujah. I believe that today. Praise God. Praise God. We can look to the frontier stories of the Old West. Before that time, land was free for the taking. You had to be brave enough. You had to brave the Indians and all kinds of other things that you've never seen as you moved west. You had to be brave. You had to be tough enough. You had to be strong enough. But there's land to be claimed this morning. There's property to lay claim to. Hallelujah. Because there are so many things in the life of a Christian that go and claim that is not the will of God. How many have you missed a blessing? How many of you want a blessing? I want a blessing. Hallelujah, I want a blessing. Let it be me. Amen. But how many blessings go unclaimed every Sunday morning? As we come into the church and we feel His Spirit so dear, and then you possibly leave the way you came. That is not the will, that is not the plan, that is not the purpose of God for this service today. I, in myself, am determining to not leave the same way that I came this morning. I don't want to leave the same way. I want to leave better. I want to leave stronger. I want to leave encouraged and more powerful. How many healings go unclaimed? How many things go unclaimed that God has in store for you this morning? Because don't be mistaken. Don't be fooled, friend, this morning. God is here. God is here. His Spirit is so dear, and we feel Him today. And God is not here just to see who came. God is not here to take attendance or to see how much was given in the offering. But God is here to move in a life. God is here to change someone. God is here to empower a soul. God is here to meet with you today. Just like the Israelites in our text, there are wells out there that will soon have your name on them. Wells you didn't dig, but yet you're going to drink from. There are vineyards out there that will soon be eating from. Vineyards you didn't plant. Vineyards you didn't tend to. Vineyards you didn't weed out and bear the brunt of the sun in the heat of the day. There are vineyards out there waiting. There are unclaimed territories in the Holy Ghost that we've not yet walked upon. There are unclaimed levels in God that we've not even seen before, but yet it's just there waiting and ready for the taking. Unclaimed. Simply unclaimed. It's time this morning, Athens United Pentecostal Church, to stake your claim. Hallelujah. It's time to stake your claim. It's time to stake your claim in your walk. God's got something for you good this morning. God's got something good for you this morning. I don't care if you've been here, lived for God 50 years. God's got something good for you today in this church, in this service this morning. I believe that. God is here. He's ready. And He's willing to meet you at your point of need. Hallelujah. See, He's a good God. He's a caring God. He doesn't make you climb all the way to His level because you can't get there. Neither can I get there. But all the God that we serve, so great and so mighty and powerful and so loving, He'll come down to your level. That's what He did when He rubbed Himself in flesh and came in the form of the Lord Jesus Christ. He came down to our level. And if He is willing to come to a level and to sacrifice Himself on a tree at Calvary, oh, it's just a small thing for Him to come down and meet you this morning. It's a small thing for Him to come on down and heal that hurt that's in your body. It's a small thing to answer that prayer that you've been praying so long. It's a small thing to Him to bless you in the manner you've been looking for, you've been hungry for and thirsting for. If a God that you serve today is able and willing to lay His life on a cross at Calvary, to give the most ultimate sacrifice the world has ever or will ever see, how hard is it today? How hard is it today for Him? It's a small thing. Hallelujah. It's a small thing. Nothing's too big. Nothing's too small for God. He can heal cancer just as good as He can heal a headache. It's nothing but the Word of God. That's all it requires. The Word of God to go forth, for Him to speak it, He can take care of all. Because there's nothing too hard for God. I believe it today. There's nothing too hard for God. The God that with a spoken word created all that you see today, that same God can with a spoken word move in your life in a mighty way. That same God can speak a blessing into your heart. That God can speak a blessing wherever you need it today. It's time to stake our claim. Too long we've come to church to go through the motions. Too long we've known the order of the service. It's time that we enter into a dominion and an authority and a level that we've not seen heretofore. It's time to stake our claim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Won't you stand this morning? I want to close with the recounting the story of the pastor. Told to me as a true story, and I have no reason to doubt the source. But one Sunday morning, after the service had concluded, the last prayer had been said, the last note on the piano had been struck. People have gotten their cars and they've driven on to Old West, to wherever they're going to eat. The lights were just about to be turned off. And the pastor came back in to the church to lock up, turn the lights out, lock the door, go eat his steak. And as he came into the sanctuary, there was a man standing in the altar area holding a basket. Well, it was kind of odd. Everyone had left already. He didn't know who the man was. So he walked up to the altar. And as he got closer, he saw the man with the basket. As it appeared that he was picking things up and placing it into the basket. He wasn't picking up Kleenexes. He wasn't picking up leaflets. He wasn't cleaning up the church. But as he got closer, he said something to the man. Come to find out, actually, it was no man at all. But it was the angel of the Lord that had come. And when he inquired what he was doing, the angel said that he had been sent to come and to pick up the unclaimed blessings. He had been sent that day to pick up the unclaimed healing and the unclaimed financial blessing that had been left at the altar because none had come to lay claim to it this morning. I don't want to be one that has a blessing that is left unclaimed this morning. I don't want to be the one that has that breakthrough that was there and ready for the taking, but just to turn and to walk away and to leave it and to have it go back into the storehouse of heaven and put on a shelf and listed as unclaimed. I don't want to be the one that went through my day-to-day life and passed soul after soul that was unclaimed by heaven. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, God, help us to claim today. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Would you come this morning? Would you just come to the altar? It's all right. We've got a few minutes. We can pray. Would you claim what God has for you this morning? I know I didn't try to work you up. I didn't try to work you into a shout. But I just want you to come and claim what God has for you this morning. Have no mistake about it. You can't maybe see with your physical eye, but strewn all across this front of the building, there are blessings, there are healings, there are answers, there are breakthroughs that are laying here, and they're just waiting for you to pick them up and to claim them as your own. Oh, don't stay away. Don't stay away. But come on. Come on and pray. Talk to the Lord a little bit about it. Oh, Jesus Christ.